Time now once again for the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly feature where we talk about industry news across the state with Adam Brooks, the Journal Record newspaper's managing editor. Adam, I think by this point everyone is aware of how much the price of oil has fallen over the past few months. Our state even made national news last week when a few stations in South Oklahoma City were selling gasoline for less than $2 per gallon. Of course, those lower pump prices mean more money for consumers, but earlier this week, our state finance secretary, Preston Dorflinger, told the Journal Record's Marie Price, "Watch out for February revenue numbers." What does he mean by that?
Well, this month, the State Equalization Board will meet to set preliminary numbers that the legislature will look at when they're making their budget. But February's numbers are what's really used for the final decisions for the final allocations. He said they'll try to be conservative with the December numbers, but nobody really knows what February will look like. Dorflinger thinks that the state will be fine as far as the budget because the economy's been diversifying. He said that it may even be that with lower energy prices, families may have more discretionary income, and since taxes will come in from other ways with more spending, it may balance out. Things are changing really quickly, though. This week, Dan Rickman on Thursday updated his projections for the year, and he said that oil prices could drop into the $50 range below $60 a barrel next year. And at those prices, he thinks that could cost the state 5,000 jobs a year just in the oil and gas sector, not really counting the supporting jobs.
So as you mentioned, starting in February, state lawmakers could have much less money to work with than they may have anticipated. There are a couple of areas capital watchers are especially concerned about, and one of those is education.
Right. If revenue falls during the session, legislators can make decisions. They can decide, hey, we're going to protect schools. But if the projections don't drop lower until after the session, that could mean across-the-board cuts, and some education officials said that could really hurt things like teacher benefits and their health insurance.
And what about healthcare, more broadly speaking? I know our Commissioner of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services, Terry White, said a drop in federal matching funds means her agency needs at least $10 million to maintain its current level of services. There's a trickle-down effect there too, right?
Right. You know, last year the agency cut $20 million in services, especially for children. But the vast majority of people with drug and alcohol problems, they already have jobs. If they're left untreated, it means they miss work, they aren't productive. So these problems seem like they just belong to individuals, but they really affect companies and the economy as a whole.
Adam, let's shift gears a little bit and look at falling oil prices from the producer's perspective. Reporter Sarah Terry Kobo attended a recent Oklahoma Corporation Commission meeting where economist Michael Maher from the Center for Energy Studies at Rice University's Baker Institute in Houston said a four-decade-old ban on U.S. crude oil exports has what he called a counterintuitive effect on Oklahoma drillers. What's he talking about here?
Well, we're producing more and more oil. I think everybody knows that. But that doesn't really lower gas prices because what's coming out of the shale rock is light crude, and the refineries aren't set up to turn that into gasoline. So not being able to sell that lighter crude on the world market means that our drillers are missing out on opportunities to sell, which also costs the state taxes, it costs us jobs, that sort of thing.
And he said allowing more domestic oil on the world market could push U.S. gas prices even lower, right?
That's right. If we put U.S. crude on the world market, that could cause the overall price to drop. And if refineries are paying less for the heavy crude that they turn into gasoline, they might be able to pass those savings along to consumers.
And finally, I want to talk about Oklahoma recruiting in Texas, but surprisingly, this isn't going to be a conversation about football. Your reporter, D. Ray Tuttle, noticed some billboards in Houston that have been pointing toward Oklahoma City. What did he find?
Continental Resources posted those billboards. They're a growing energy company here. I'm sure most people are familiar with them. And they say, you know, they can fill a lot of jobs, but for those highly technical fields like engineering, there's only so many people in the industry that are available. They're trying to get the best, and they're touting Oklahoma City as a better place to live than a market like Houston. There's less traffic, and hey, things are growing here.
But what about flipping the billboards to face the other side of the highway? Are the big Texas energy companies recruiting Oklahoma petroleum engineering graduates?
Not in such a public way with billboards along the highway, but it goes both ways. You know, everybody in the industry is trying to get everybody's best people.
All right. Well, it's been a fascinating week for energy news in Oklahoma. And Adam Brooks, I appreciate you taking the time to break some of that down for us.
You're welcome.